all of a sudden, the monkey jumps on him.
Guys, the monkeys are attacking!
Animals attack.
It looked like a cartoon. There were thousands of roaches.
With Brad and John.
The first thing the bear did was come straight at me and took a left-hand swing. It turned around and it was snorting blood and looked at me and I thought, oh no, here it comes.
Animals attack. These are real animal attack stories. We do not embellish the facts of these stories in any way.
However,
we will most likely engage in reckless speculation. Our animal this morning.
Oh, the bees.
These are the killer bees.
They're killer bees.
Versus.
Africanized, Texasized, what are they?
Versus the Africanized killer bees versus one of the greatest racers in the history of the sport. You remember the name A.J. Foyt, don't you?
But he still wasn't fast enough to get away?
A.J. Foyt. He's 83 years old now. That guy, I don't know how many Indy 500, four-time Indianapolis 500 winner. Now, he does not have the speed anymore to get away from the killer bees. But back in the day, listen to this sound.
Oh, the brickyard.
I love this sound.
212 miles an hour or something.
I don't know anything about cars, but I do enjoy the sound of those Indy motors.
Some open wheel.
Yeah. So this is not the first time A.J. Foyt has fought the killer bees on his ranch in Texas. He was hospitalized the other day after working on his ranch, and apparently he upset a hive, and they came after him, and they put him in the hospital. He's going to be all right. But this happened to him a few years back. Same thing, working on the ranch and got messed up by the killer bees. Listen to some of this stuff. A.J. Foyt has dodged death so many times and has been hospitalized so many times. Here's the rundown on this guy, Brad. Suffered a broken back and fractured heel at a stock car race in 1967. 1966, burned his face, neck, and hands in a practice crash in Milwaukee. 1972, got burned and broke his leg and ankle at a dirt car race in DuCoin, Illinois, where he was also run over by his own car. Fractured his arm in 1981 in the Michigan 500. Broke two vertebrae during practice for the 1983 Firecracker 400. 1990, his worst crash, when he suffered a broken knee, dislocated his left tibia, left heel crushed, right heel dislocated. 1992, Daytona 500, broke his left shoulder during qualifying.
I bet at 83 years old, he feels a little bit of every single one of those.
Received an artificial left knee in 2006, heart surgery in 2010, fought off a staph infection in 2012, right knee replaced, left hip replaced, back surgery in 2013, and recently had triple bypass surgery.
But his left foot stays in place.
And then there's two killer bee attacks. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, he tipped his bulldozer into the lake on his farm and was chased out of there by a couple of water moccasins.
I think I heard the tipped over his tractor into the lake. I heard that one.
So killer bees, you're going to have to bring a little more than a few stings to take down A.J. Foyt, because everybody and everything has tried and it hasn't worked.